Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, look, I guess when you do hear it, are you surprised, or did you kind of think it was coming? Or?
No, I mean, that's the thing in this league. You don't, nothing, you know, should ever surprise you. You know, obviously we didn't do what we needed to do, you know, obviously we wish something would happen differently to create a different outcome. But the fact of the matter is, we didn't. You know, so it's always tough. I mean, obviously, when I seen it on my phone, it was got really emotional just because of the man he is and the effect that he had on everybody. You know, in this locker room. You know, but at the same time, we know what it is in this business, and we have to just keep moving forward.
Explain, you said you got emotional when you saw what you saw this morning, I assume, and what happened, what did you do or say?
You know, I seen it, I just reflected on, you know, on the time, in the short time that I had with him, and I could say, you know, he's one of the best coaches I've ever had, you know, personally. So that's just what it was, just Matthew, reflection.
Matthew said he'd like to see Jim Bob back next year. Do you have any thoughts on that? I mean, how do you like working with Jim Bob? Or would you like to see him?
I love it. You know, just what he's done in a matter of you know, he's a young coordinator. You know, and last year was his first full year. And I think we made strides last year with everybody coming in and being new to the system. And to this year, so he's definitely a bright mind, and somebody obviously we want to see in the future. And he's done. I know he's done a lot for Matt. He's done a lot for us in terms of our expectations and having that bar set high, you know, for the whole offense and everybody individually. So most definitely.
And you obviously benefited last year from working with Randy. Do you have an off-season plan this year? What do you expect to do?
I'm gonna go probably just replicate what I did this this off-season. I worked with Randy more towards the summer, so I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna just look at the film, look at what I've done, and what I think I need to get better at. And then attack it just like I did last year.
Any indications of what those are? I know you attacked, you know, you identified some things, attacked them really hard, really improved that part of this offseason.
Yeah.
Just, I know it's kind of early, but are there some things that you already kind of get a sense of that you want to attack?
I'm gonna be better at the yards after the catch. You know, I think something, you know, when I was younger and early on that I was great at, that kind of got lost in the years, you know. So I want to be able to take something to the house, you know, on a consistent basis. So, I just want to be a complete receiver in that manner. You know, if I do that, I mean, it's the game's over. So,
Marv, did you say you saw it on social media this morning? You saw it on your phone? Was it on social media or somebody had texted?
No, I don't look at social media. So, I had ESPN.
So news.
So that's how you found out?
It might have been Mike or something. I'm flat.
What was Bob Quinn's message to you guys here in this final meeting?
I mean, obviously, you know, we'll be saying there behind closed doors. That's what it is. But I can tell you, he's, you know, obviously he's obviously about the team and getting us to where we need to be. And that's the Super Bowl. So other than that, you know, that's all I'll say about that.
What do you feel like, you guys?
What was the tone and demeanor of that meeting with? At least kind of give us an indication of that. Was it?
I mean, it's something I've never been a part of, you know, in my career. But we just, you know, he had something to say, and we all listened. So I can't tell you how other people were feeling and stuff. It was just, you know, that's it.
What do you feel like you guys need in the new head coach?
I feel like it's more what we could do individually. You know, we need to worry about ourselves individually, being as perfect as we can, you know, get into where we need to be, to where we make all the plays that we need to make. You know, that's all I can speak of is what we need to do as players. And we need to make plays on a consistent basis. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, every play. So that's what we need to do, and we have the players to do it, and I think we will do that.
The deep pass.
passing game that really emerged this year, the offense, and how proud are you, or where, you know, where it's come from last year, and what more is there to do in that regard? What's the next thing?
I'm definitely proud of what we've been able to do, you know, in that manner. We have some explosive players that could go down and get the ball, you know. So, yeah. I mean that's all I can say is, you know, we have the players to do it. We have the quarterback that has the arm to do it, and you know, you match that up. We'll take it every day. We'll take it every day. So it's always something to improve, you know. So we'll all look at it as a group and stuff like that, and join together in the off season and get it going.
How do you view this next step? Nervous, unsettled about what might happen next, or anticipation? Or what, I don't know.
I think there's always in anticipation when change comes. Yeah, I mean, I'm saying that like I know, like I've been experienced before. But I mean, I think, you know, you anticipate, you know, something new. I don't know. So I'll tell you that when we come back in OTA.
You guys liked Jim Caldwell, but you must be somewhat hopeful that they're going to make a good hire as well, do you think?
I mean, I don't think Bob Quinn is going to go to the bottom of the barrel and pick out a coach. So, right. You know, yeah.
Have you ever had any experience with Matt Patricia or Steve Wilkes?
I'm not gonna talk about anybody. I don't know. Was he there in 2013?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So I really don't. You know.